This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S.'s Biden administration has suspended $700 million in financial assistance to Sudan following a coup in the African nation that U.S. officials have roundly condemned. The State Department says the full amount of the aid package had been put on pause. The pause, pending a review of the developments in Khartoum that saw the military oust a civilian-led transitional authority and the detention of many of its members. The money was direct financial support intended to help the country transition to a fully civilian government. The department says additional U.S. aid to the country could also be at risk, along with the broader relationship, which had been warming since Sudan was removed from the list of state sponsors of terrorism late last year. President Joe Biden says he feels very positive about reaching a deal on his big domestic policy bill. The U.S. president spoke briefly to reporters as he headed to the eastern state of New Jersey to promote his child care and infrastructure plan. White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for the measures are drawing the backing of Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. A person who insisted on anonymity to discuss Manchin's position tells the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach. Democrats are trying to wrap up talks on the social services and climate change package, now being eyed at $1.7 trillion. Moderna says its low-dose COVID-19 vaccine is safe and appears to work in 6 to 11-year-olds. We have more stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States will soon reopen its air borders for fully vaccinated foreign visitors. That's if they have been fully vaccinated by one of the three COVID-19 vaccines, or if they present a negative COVID-19 test within 24 hours of travel. The new guidelines were announced by the White House on Monday. The rules take effect November 8th, and only limited exceptions will be allowed, according to senior Biden administration officials during a background briefing with reporters. Those include vaccine exemptions for travelers from about 50 countries with exceptionally low vaccination rates, which includes some of the world's poorest nations, many of those in Africa. Children under the age of 18 are also exempt from the vaccine requirement at this time, but will still have to present a negative COVID-19 test. U.S. technology giant Microsoft says that Russia-backed hackers are continuing to attack global technology systems, this time targeting cloud service resellers. Microsoft says these hackers were also responsible for the 2020 SolarWinds breach of corporate computer systems. Microsoft said the group Nobilium is employing a new strategy. The hackers want to take advantage of the direct access resellers have to their customers' IT systems, hoping to more easily impersonate an organization's trusted technology partner. Microsoft said in a statement that it had been monitoring Nobilium's attack since May and has notified more than 140 companies targeted by the group. Mali's transitional government has given the special representative from West Africa's main regional bloc 72 hours to leave the country over actions incompatible with his status. That's according to the foreign ministry on Monday. The Economic Community of West African States, also known as ECOWAS, has been pressing Mali to respect its commitment to have presidential and legislative elections next February, following last year's military coup. Mali's interim authorities have pushed back, saying this week that they would not confirm a date for elections after national consultations in December. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen told British lawmakers Monday that the social media giant unquestionably amplifies online hate. The former Facebook employee echoed what she told U.S. senators earlier this month in testimony to a parliamentary committee in London. Haugen said the media giant fuels online hate and extremism and does not have any incentive to change its algorithm to promote less divisive content. Facebook did not respond. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.